This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio
Ignition,
covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
The reason I race is to get the chicks. You know what I mean?
NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula One, sports cars, and NHRA drag racing.
Hey, guys, just want to let you know, WFO rocks.
WFO Radio is total motorsports.
It's just so cool.
Fasten your seatbelts, fire up the ignition, and drop the hammer.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of WFO Ignition. I'm Joe Costello, and we are just getting started. We got a lot going on, in fact, as Giovanni in Miami and myself are in the studio enjoying the Kopi Luwak processed by the Kvat from our great friend Marvin Rodak, the last of its breed, which is kind of interesting. Gio, welcome back. How are you?
Wonderful.
You know what's funny about this show is that I feel like we are still behind from the pre-Gator Nationals show. When we did the show early, we got in this nice off-season groove right through the Daytona 500, but that travel week really just kind of blew up my world. We did a show early, and then we did a show late, and this is our first show back since then, I think, right? Yeah, the Ignition show. Because we did an Ignition show before, and then an Ignition...
No, we did one last week.
I'm just so out of sorts with what does the audience know, what do we know, who is the audience, is the first-time listener out there, and if they are, do I welcome them, what do I do? So I'm a bit out of sorts, but we'll get it going. And if you are the first-time listener, well, welcome and good day, good evening, good morning, wherever you are, depending on when you're listening. This is WFO Ignition. We are a show. It is a podcast. We claim to be entertainment. We are trying to court you to stick around and listen to our programming on a weekly basis for a couple of hours. Yes, yes, we know you have lots to choose from nowadays out there in the world. There are some things you're even paying for, and we are not going to charge you. No, it is free. It is free. And a lot of people think that if it's free, that means it can't be that good, which is a very strong argument. But in this case, we are from the old school radio mantra of free programming if you listen to some of our commercials and patronize our sponsors, which we have a couple, and it is an ever-growing bunch. This is a core audience. They are around the world. They communicate on Facebook and Twitter with one another when the show is not even on. And we would like to invite you to become one of them, us. And that's it. What do we talk about? The show is this stream of consciousness-based conversation that is wrapped in a package of motorsports, mostly NASCAR. But we go into a lot of different places. And on this show, for instance, we're going to talk about Brad Keselowski's win out there in California. We might even open the phones if we ever get internet access and see what's out there. Because I know some of our listeners were out there. It was a very exciting race. As we discussed on last week's show, California Speedway has become exciting thanks to age. All the different grooves and all the different things that are happening. But in the end, the race comes down to a green-white checker finish, actually a couple of them, because of debris, and Brad Keselowski wins the race. Both Penske cars are now in the chase. Very special because a Penske car wins at the Penske track that Penske built out there in California, and yeah, that's a subject. We could touch on it. But really,
Penske's the best team in NASCAR now all of a sudden.
You know, there's just so many things that I want to talk about, and they're all clogging my brain. One of them is Meerkat. It's like a funnel in this Venturi effect when all these different ideas are jammed up at the middle of the Venturi, and everything starts going super fast. And then at the other end, it all just turns into garbage and slows down. I don't know what I was watching. I think Giovanni in Miami was with me. I was watching, I believe it was Jeff Burton, talk about, I don't want to claim that it was Jeff Burton, someone talking about how Penske is not really that good right now, that they're not as good as they were last year. I have some strong opinions
I was there. Because,
were you there for that?
No, either that or we're watching the same show. Maybe one of those. That's why
I know they won the Daytona 500.
NASCAR America.
And I know that they
but
just
they
won.
But they were talking
weekend.
About how
they're not that good. Not as good as last year. Right?
Yeah, no, I recall that conversation. They were just saying that how Brad has not been good and how Joy has fallen off.
But, oh, by the way, they won.
By the way, their both cars are in the chase within 5 weeks.
So here's what I take out of this weekend's race. There's a couple of things. First of all, I know a lot of people think that NASCAR hates Kurt Busch and did not want Kurt Busch to win. I know a lot of people feel that way. And a lot of people did not see the debris. And a lot of people have written articles and stories about not seeing the debris. First of all, it is a bit of a time warp situation because this was the topic du jour about, 10 years ago. This was something I remember Tommy Noodles and I having this discussion on satellite that NASCAR and their TV partners, if they would like to stop the conspiracy theorists, just need to go out of their way to find, locate, and show the debris. And that will quell all of the conspiracy theorists. And they did a really good job for a long time. But at this particular race, they didn't do the best job. I saw it. And I heard Mike Joy say, there it is. And I saw it. And he said, there it is. And I'm looking at it. And I felt satisfied. But apparently not everybody did. And there's a lot of people who didn't. And so prior to the show, Giovanni and I, in this brand new, newly remodeled, fantastic studio, the best that we've ever worked in, went back and looked at the tape, except it was on DVR. And we located the debris. Giovanni, did you see the debris?
I saw it. And I got to say, it's the first time I feel like I saw it. I have been arguing with Joe for 3 days that I didn't see it, and he said that I should just take his word for it.
Yes.
And I told him, I believe you that you say you saw it, but that doesn't mean that I saw it. I didn't see it.
Right.
I told him, I'm like, TV didn't show it.
Like the moon landing. It
I
didn't
told
happen
him that the
unless
TV didn't show it. And
were,
he says he saw it. And
you
I'm
were
like,
on the moon.
But as it turns out, we were both right.
I wasn't on the moon.
We saw the debris on the TV, but the TV never really pointed it out. It just so happened that it was the shot that they had. It was very clear that there was something on the track right there, but they never came out with the telestrator and circled it, and we never had Mike Joy. He did say, there it is, as they panned to a different shot.
Wait, did you say Mike Joy?
Joy. But nonetheless, it was there. I saw it today. We had to go back and pause, rewind, and DVR it. So for the folks that don't get to have this power that might not be watching on at home on their DVR, they might not have seen the debris, and I could totally understand how they felt, because up until half an hour ago, I felt that I had never seen it either.
Right. But what I did was I took a picture of the screen, and then I circled it on the photo.
I think you did a much better job than the Fox guys did.
And I'm going to tweet it out right now to make sure that everybody sees this debris so we can get on the same page. Because this is one of those problems. I've got 100 different problems right now. And I got 99 problems.
And the debris ain't one?
And the debris ain't one. Because there's so many bad things that have happened over the past couple of days that have to do with this NASCAR race. As in, all over the place. But the debris is not one of them. So I'm sending out the photo right now. Evidence of the NASCAR debris. Send. There it is. How cool is it that we can do that now? I can do that. I've got my great iPhone 6. I take a picture, and now I'm drawing on it. I'm doing my own telestration.
Technology.
It's
man.
Really, it's amazing.
It really is.
It really is. And what Steve Wozniak says, it's going to kill us all.
Oh, you saw that.
I did.
See, I'm not the only person afraid of the AI.
I did.
No, I don't mean Allen Iverson.
We're going to get into all the answer. I thought AI was the answer.
No, it's not.
No?
Apparently not.
Some other things that annoy me about this race, and first-time listener, if you're tuning in, if you're logging on, if you click the link and you're still with us, and you're hoping to experience a bunch of people talking about Wedge and towing the line, and no, that's not what happens at all
camber.
On this show. That's not what we do on this show. And maybe to our detriment, I still wonder, are we so much the antithesis to the common core of the NASCAR community that perhaps We are deliberately kept on the outside. But it doesn't even matter. You know, that would be a great straw man to set up. That would be. It's what all the other talk radio hosts do. They set up a straw man and attack it. We should do that. But I digress. My big beef with the whole thing is this. A lot of people feel that the final cautions came out because Kurt, you know, they didn't want Kurt to win. They might not have thought it was a great idea for Kurt to win, but if that was what they really thought, then they probably wouldn't have reinstated Kurt, because they could have made a pretty decent argument.
Or they could have just brought him back and not give him the waiver to join the chase.
Sure.
Which they did.
There's a whole bunch of things. Now, Kurt was the first to say WWE.
That doesn't help.
But if anyone is going to be subject to a little warped logic at the moment, the guy who is just winning and now is losing or about to lose, he can't be held responsible for his thought at that moment. We're the logical people on the outside. Here's what happened. And there's a lot of elements that went into it. But most importantly, Kurt had a dominant car. He had an incredibly dominant car. Him and Kevin Harvick both had dominant cars. And the brakes did not go his way. At the same time, the television broadcast team, whose job and only sole purpose, the only reason for their existence, is to explain to everybody who's not at the race or people who are listening what's happening, failed in one of the most epic examples of their failure ever. And in my opinion, is one of the final things that absolutely holds NASCAR back from advancing as a sport. Do I think that everybody on the broadcast team should be fired immediately? No.
What do you mean? You don't want anybody to lose their job?
No. But
what kind of a talking head are you? We're supposed to be calling for people's jobs. That's why we're not making it.
They did embarrass their... Do you think that's what it is? You know what? We are too balanced. We are not extreme enough. If we were really going to advance in this media culture that is 2015, I would be saying that Mike Joy and Daryl Waltrip and Larry McReynolds embarrassed their families, embarrassed their neighbors, embarrassed everybody on their block and all their former high school classmates by the way they called the end of that race. But that's not what we do. We understand that it's a very difficult job, so much so that I went to Mike Joy is a guy, Joy, that I have a great amount of respect for his talent and ability. He has come on our show in the past, as have Daryl Waltrip and Larry McReynolds, who sat with us at Homestead Miami Speedway. They are incredibly knowledgeable people. Who knows what the problem was, but in this case, they were behind the eight ball. I'll give you an example. Brad Keselowski won the race. He was the winner. They did not mention his name until
he
became the winner. He was not in the story. He was not in the, hey, Brad Keselowski is the first guy with four tires in this queue. Not only that, but when they were theorizing what might happen, in each of the final restarts, they were as wrong as you could be.
But
the most wrong. Not like...
To be fair...
Someone's going to stay out. Nobody stays out. Or, why aren't these guys staying out? Are they going to take four tires? They're all going to take four... They take two tires. It's like every different moment, each of the three experts, each gave their opinion, and at each junction, they were all wrong. Right to the end of the race. Now, for me to say this, the guy who, you know, what do? Do a radio show, call some drag races. It's over immediately. But I can tell you this, that I know that at the end of a day, when I've had a mistake and I've not ended well, I'm the guy who knows it the most. I know it. I can't help but think that the broadcast team walked away from that race thinking, we nailed that one, man. That was one that we really educated the audience really well about what was going down. And in NASCAR, because it's an incredibly tight community and really a narrow group, this kind of criticism, like, hey, man, it just didn't work out. But, you know, in the end, the greater NASCAR community and audience didn't understand what was going on because of the failure. Are we just not going to ever talk about it? We're just never going to talk about it. We're just going to keep plodding along. And so I went to Mike Joy's Twitter account to see, like, what, you know, what's going on? And he obviously was attacked. He was attacked by a lot of people. They were attacking him, which I don't support. What if in a football game, and his answer was, in a NASCAR race, there's 43 balls out there, whereas in a football game, there's only one ball. And I don't agree with that anymore. I don't agree with that. At this level, you can't just totally... It was like the bottom of the ninth, and the bases are loaded, and it's down by a run, and you come to the plate with two out, and you strike out on three pitches. And it's just over, and the game is over. They just missed it on every level. Now, I'm attacking the broadcasters. Let's get into a couple of things. Why? Obviously, it was a long race, but none of it really matters other than Kurt Busch dominated, Kevin Harvick dominated. Late in the race, they come down pit road. Everyone takes two tires, with exception of a few guys.
Yeah, Jeff stayed out, Jeff Tony Gordon, stayed out, and I think
Greg Biffle.
Biffle and a couple of other back markers.
First of all, I got a real big problem with Greg Biffle. If I had the bug-eyed dummy sound effect ready, I would hit it. Feel free to use your imagination right now. The guy destroyed the race for several drivers, one of which being Dale Earnhardt Jr. And I wanted Dale Earnhardt Jr. to have a top five finish, and it was basically erased by Biffle, who stayed out with a garbage car on old tires and jeopardized the entire field. And who was basically responsible for bringing out the next debris caution. It was horrible. Nobody has the guts to call Biffle out for that was a Busch League move. Nobody has the guts to say, you know, you got all these big dogs running up front with fast cars. If you're going to be a pro in this sport, you know you don't have a shot to win the race. You know your car is running like garbage and you're on old tires. You're really going to do that? And yes, the answer is yes. Nobody said it, but Biffle did it. And Biffle jeopardized the whole race and cost the race for a whole bunch of people. It was a dumb move. Tony Stewart always talks about give and take, and this sport's about give and take. Well, give and take is not always on the track, like I'm going to pass you and you're going to pass me and give me some room. Give and take is, you know, when you've got a garbage car and old tires, you don't stay out and restart in front of the field and basically ruin the whole finish for everybody except for the guys who happen to be in front of you. But that's also the reason that Brad Kay was able to get to the front. Because he restarted 15th with four tires. He got up to like 7th, and they stopped him, slowed him down again, got Kyle Larson's bumper off of the track, and went again, and Brad Kay wins. His name was not mentioned once. Until... And Brad Keselowski's passing for the... They were living the Harvick-Busch story right till the very end. The five-hour energy move of the race was Kevin Harvick pulling the plug on a four-tire stop. That, had he stayed and got the tires, he would have won the race. The move of the race is the move that lost him the race. If that doesn't tell you the broadcast was oingacocked, I don't know what does. Here's the five-hour energy move of the race. Look at him. Wow. He pulled the plug. He overrode his crew chief. He made the call. Wow. What a championship move. This guy's awesome. Oh, that's why he lost. But you didn't know that was going to be why he lost at that moment. And that's the difficulty of it and whatever. It's just so aggravating because you're watching. I'm watching. They're watching. We're all watching. But we're all seeing something different. And that's why I actually really enjoy listening on my Sprint mobile application, is because I can listen to my driver and tune out all of that stuff. Because at least I know what's going on. And sometimes I know it's very interesting to hear when you're listening to your driver And of course, this is true for everybody who goes to the race. And we're all big NASCAR fans, and we've all been doing it for 100 years, but we all don't go to every race. So you don't get to listen to your driver every race until now. This is a new thing. It's a relatively new phenomenon. Am I wrong? Listening to your driver every race. Unless you go there or on the computer, is it available? Like, are there people who sit in front of their desktop computers and listen to the stream? How is that available? I'm sure on NASCAR.com, but I really find it hard to believe that there's that many people who have their desktop near their TV, that they get it all going and geared up every single race to listen to their driver. I'm sure that number is so small you could fit everybody in a thimble and still have room for the Chinese army in there. Yet and still, this new mobile app, wherever you are, you're sitting there, you just punch it up on your phone, boom, 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 now I'm listening to Dale Jr. And a report comes in, and you hear Dale Jr. say something, and then you hear the reporter report the news that you just heard, and it's different. So there's a lot of room to grow, is basically what I'm saying with this NASCAR coverage. There's a lot of room to grow.
And for the record, yes, on NASCAR.com, there is a thing that used to be called RaceView Audio, which is now called Scanner.
Yeah.
And you could subscribe.
Subscribe, right, which I'm not going to subscribe.
And it is...
No. Yeah, not subscribe.
But you could pay, and you could get...
Not paying.
There's monthly plans and full season plans.
Right.
Blah, blah,
I'm sure there's people that do that, like I said.
Here it is.
Thimble.
$4.95 a month for $24.95 for the full season.
Got to monetize.
Just for Scanner.
It's got to be monetized. Of
but
course.
You get it for free because you have Sprint.
Because I'm a Sprint customer, baby. It justifies my having the Sprint. Which is very important. What do you think about that, Mickey? That's the reason. So anyway, I want to get into the results. Got some not great news. Got some good news. Got some bad news. Going to be out there in Charlotte. That's the good news this weekend. If you're out there and you're in the Charlotte area, ZMAX Dragway, come out and hang with us. It's going to be great. It's going to be the 4Y. They've got a new track surface. The race is moved up in the season a couple of weeks. They swapped with their Vegas date, so it's cold. It's going to be colder. Some people are talking about 40 degrees area. So we're going to see records, unless it's too cold. But if you're out there, come on by ZMAX Dragway Hangout. Also, it is live television this weekend, the first live TV race of the 2015 season. 4Y, it's going to be great. You'll see me on TV, I'm sure, at least once. I'll like walk by in the bathroom. Somewhere. I'll be there. So definitely check it out. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to make our picks. We're going to do the fantasy results. I scored over 300 points for the first time. A lot going on. But we have a lot to get into as well. And results. I haven't given the results because I'm ranting about just how aggravating it is to watch a sport that is complicated. It's not easy. How on earth can you not mention the name of the guy who wins the race until pretty much after he's won? Like, how does that happen? In what other sport? I know I'm like, what, is this kind of like artificially wound up? I'm not artificially wound up. It's just that there's disappointment and frustration coming out of me watching the race. Like, how on earth does that happen? No one educates us until after the moment has happened. In football or basketball or college basketball or what sport can you analogize? Like, how does it happen that the guy, oh, the quarterback is back to pass and he throws it and it's a touchdown. Oh, my goodness. It's Tom Brady. Oh, wait, no. It's, oh, no, wait. That's
a pick six.
It's a pick six. Oh, wow. The other team won. Yeah. So they lost. Like, I can't draw the analogy. That ball is back, way back. It is gone. Home run. A-Rod. The Yankees went. Oh, wait. No, they lost.
No, it's an out.
It's an out.
The guy caught it. Warning track fly.
Yeah. Sorry. He was at the warning track. It's over. Game over. Yankees lose.
Yeah. Get used to that.
And Kurt Busch. And here comes Keselowski. It's over. It was over coming to the white. And then there's a caution on the final lap, which is something I haven't even brought up because it doesn't even matter. And they could have thrown the caution flag at any moment. But they didn't. They let him race all the way back. And here's what's happening. NASCAR is now in the... basically, it's the rules of blackjack. And you're the gambler. You tell me, what is it when you can't switch your strategy? you can't switch your strategy, because inevitably whatever you do is going to end up being wrong. You know what I mean? If you're trying to play red and then it goes black and then you go black, it's going to come red on the roulette table. And then you go, oh, it's going red. Okay, I'm going to go red. And then you go red and then it goes black. That's what NASCAR is now in with their lack of consistency for throwing the caution flag. Okay? We're not going to throw the caution flag. Okay, we are going to throw the caution flag. Well, we should have, but we didn't throw the caution flag. And now everyone is confused. So you got to pick a policy and stick with it. If caution is supposed to come out on the white flag lap, the race is over. That's it. Kurt Busch wins. But in this case, well, they were able, Greg Biffle was able to get off the track, and we had our eye on him, and we knew that we were keeping track, and so we decided, and what did they get? What do they get? Nothing but negativity.
They get an egg in their face because it looks like if they're playing favorites. That's just it. It's real simple. It looks like in that other race, they threw the caution, and we can argue that they, you know, Harvick may or may not have caught Joy, but we don't know. And in this race, they didn't throw the caution. And then in that race, the day before, they hadn't thrown the caution, but that day they did. So,
right. And
they're in a lose-lose situation
always,
at this point.
And we'll never be out of it now. Until they pick something and stick with it. And say, you know what, race fans? It used to be that we would occasionally make the call and allow drivers to race back to the checkered if we felt like it was safe to give you fans a show. But we can't do that anymore, because inevitably half the time it's going to cause a controversy of whether we should or shouldn't have, and it puts us in the position of having to make a call that is very difficult. Should we have considered that Kurt Busch is one of the players, and if Kurt Busch has the race taken away because we throw the caution at the wrong time, that people are going to consider it a conspiracy, it's going to make us look bad? You can't expect NASCAR to be that good at calling it. So they need to stick with it. My opinion here, I'm going to go with it right now. Ready?
You always got to err on the side of caution.
On behalf of myself, I hereby grant NASCAR the authority to just end the race if it's after the white flag and some sort of caution comes out. That you can be absolved of that decision-making. Oh, what about our fans? You know, what are they going to be excited by the end of the race or not? Now, listen. We all know the rules. If somebody on the white flag lap spins out and a caution is supposed to come out,
it's coming out. That's
it. And the race. That's it. And the race is over. And we'll all learn
to
adapt.
That would help, because it's very concrete.
Concrete.
This is it.
No flexibility. If something happens that we determine the caution could come out,
it's coming out.
It's coming out.
That's it.
It's coming out.
Because a caution would have come out in that instance if it had been lap 100 instead of the last lap.
How many times in the middle of a race do you see a back marker spin out and then gather it in and keep going, and the caution doesn't come out? So there's a line in someone's brain that they know where it is. And like this Greg Biffle crash at the end of the race was clearly over the line. This guy was on the front stretch. He was sideways in the track. There was smoke everywhere. You could see it on the screen. Everybody's like, oh, man. The caution did not come out. Well, we wanted to give the fans, and you remember that other time, they were all complaining that we threw the caution, and so this time we didn't throw the caution. And in the nationwide race, we didn't throw the caution, but in that other race, we did throw the caution.
And that's the problem. There's just really nothing that you can say is consistent about.
And here's what they will say to you, and all of us. They will say, you keep racing until we throw the caution. And they did. And Brad Kay won. And Kurt Busch lost. And there was debris. And Brad Kay had four tires. And nobody knew about it until it was over. All right, folks, listen. I know you're big WFO radio listeners and you love the show. And you really want to support the show in many different ways. Well, we got a new sponsor that has come on board that is a little more complicated than some of our other sponsors on the program. Of course, you're driving a dragster, you know about that. If you want to drink some cool coffee processed by the Kvat, you know
Salute.
About that.
Holy
exactly.
Batman.
Exactly. But we also know that our listeners are in the top 1% of everyone in the world when it comes to being an entrepreneur and a business person and trying to get things done and trying to get going with your life. Not just working for the man, but trying to be the man, starting something. Maybe it'd be a side business or something, or maybe you're already this big-time magnate doing very well. Well, Spiegel and Utrera PA are our new sponsors. They've been on with us for like 4 weeks now. And the most important thing I can say at first is that I'm not an attorney at Spiegel and Utrera PA. I got to tell you that. And you know, a lot goes into every successful racing-related business, whether it be engineers or PR reps or marketing experts or sponsor and advertiser relationships, all very important. And when it comes to building these relationships, sound legal advice may help you avoid costly mistakes. You want to avoid them. But how do you do that? How do you know what's ahead? Spiegel and Utrera PA has something called the General Counsel Club, which basically is free legal advice for the members. Call them up. I got a question. What do I need? What do I need to do? What do you recommend? Thank you very much. They can assist you with tough legal and business questions at crucial times that might help you avoid those mistakes. So here's the deal. Right now, from NYC to LA to Chicago to Miami and all points in between, WFO Radio listeners, this is a special for you guys, you can get a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel and Utrera PA General Counsel Club. Think about it. Go to WFOradio.com and you'll see on the right-hand side of WFO Radio a banner ad that says AmeriLawyer.com. No credit card, no obligation, you owe nothing. You enter your information and you'll see they've rolled out the red carpet for us. There is a podcast hosted by me, along with Larry Spiegel, about the business world on there, if you want to listen to some cool stuff and hear Larry. We've invited Larry on the show. Larry is going to come on the show soon. So you understand that there is a personality behind this business as well. WFO Radio listeners receive a 30-day membership in the Spiegel and Utrera PA General Counsel Club, and they can assist with how to buy or sell a business, converting hobby expenses into legitimate business expenses. Think about that around tax time. What are legitimate business expenses for tax purposes? Tips on leasing a business location, whether for retail, office, warehouse, or industrial, like your race team. There's a lot of crossover here with the racing motorsports community. Maybe you need a trademark or a copyright. You want to create a business entity. You want to draft contracts or legal documents for your employees or contract employees. There's a lot of different things here that are applicable. Go to WFOradio.com, click the AmeriLawyer.com banner ad, and enter your information. 30 days free. Spiegel and Utrera PA's General Counsel Club. Knowledge is power. And knowing that Spiegel and Utrera PA's General Counsel Club, they're just one phone call away, that may give you the confidence to succeed and rest well at night. We'll be back after this on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio. Get ready, race fans. March 27th through the 29th, the NHRA Speed Demons are back at C-Max Dragway. It's four wide and double the power. Wide Nationals are gonna rock your world. See John Force, Antron Brown, Ron Capps, and Courtney Force blister the C-Max Dragway at 330 miles per hour. Get your tickets today to the most powerful drag race on the planet. Kids 13 and under are free, and every ticket's a pit pass. Don't wait. Call 1-800-455-FANS.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's funny car champ, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit FrankHawley.com.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Hey, WFO radio listeners, if you're in the northern part of the country, I know you're freezing right now. You know what would be great? A hot cup of Rodax coffee. Maybe a little hot sauce, a little spice rub for that food you're cooking in the oven. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. They've got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom blends like Bang the Blower and WFO Radio. Their coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown throughout the world, and it's all roasted fresh per order. They've got limited edition, seasonal, and rare micro lots. They've got exotics. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or just pick up the phone. 817-924-6821. Keep your ear out for those WFO holiday packs. Depends on the holiday what the deal is, but Marvin is wheeling and he is dealing. 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now. Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
Welcome back to WFO Radio. Those of you listening on Stitcher and iHeartRadio and TuneIn and the free WFO Radio app, welcome to you. Thank you so much. This weekend, be out there in Charlotte, North Carolina. Woo! Hanging out with everybody. Now, some cool stuff going on. And some bad stuff going on, unfortunate stuff. I'm going to tell you about the unfortunate stuff right now, and I don't know how I'm going to work it into the show, but, you know, it's just, like, horrible, tragic stuff. And we who do shows agree to live a large percentage of our lives on the air and tell the truth to our audience. I think that is what makes shows successful. I really do. But who knows? Who knows what exactly the audience likes, but, you know, we don't like to bottle things up, and here's the deal. Straightforward, coming at you. Our great friend Tommy Noodles, who we all know, Tommy, who was on my satellite show for many, many years as my producer and cohort, sidekick. You know, everybody loves him. Still do. He makes picks on the Picks show whenever he can. Unfortunately, we told you maybe last week on Nitro or maybe last week on Ignition or who knows, but his little boy, one of his beautiful little twin boys, Jacob, has stage 4 cancer. And there's a lot of details to it that Tommy has gotten me up to speed pretty much. And I asked Tommy, is it okay to share this with the audience? And he's like, absolutely. In fact, he is creating a various social media campaigns around it and surrounding it and based on it. And most importantly, Team Jacob is the hashtag that is being used. Team Jacob. So Tommy has used Team Jacob for everyone who wants to rally around his little boy, stage 4 cancer, whether it be well wishes or whatever it is you can do. Tommy's got a GoFundMe account out there and to help with certain expenses. There's just a myriad of things, but most importantly, I think this is one of those positive energy deals. Like, I really believe positive energy. I just watched a Vice special on cancer, and they're really making a lot of ground on cancer. And I know there are some people that don't agree, and I'm not a scientist, but if you watch the Vice special, they're basically injecting cancer with the measles or the common cold, or even the HIV virus, like these viruses that are on Earth that you say to yourself, my God, why are these viruses on Earth? Like, what's the point of them? And the logical mind says there just can't be any point. It makes you question humanity. Like, why? Why would the creator, whoever or whatever the creator is, put these viruses on Earth? And when you watch this special on Vice, it's not Miami Vice, it's the show is Vice. I know you were all thinking that. And you
yeah,
too.
I could hear
that.
I
know. It's a news show. It's like this hard-hitting. It would be so much better if you just brought up the audio. I'm sure we have it in our vast archive. It would be funnier. You know, we could use a little levity right now in this situation. But on the show, they follow like three families, and everybody is at the end. They've done it all, and nothing has worked. And they're wrought with tumors and their problems, and this is it, man. It's over. And they go for this experimental treatment where they inject measles into cells. And again, I'm not a doctor. You got to watch the special. And it kills the cancer because it's the measles. It kills stuff. And in like a month, they're cancer-free. The creator, whatever, whoever, however it is. Maybe they put the measles and HIV and the common cold here for a reason, and we are just too stupid to know what that reason is. Maybe those things are here on Earth so we can use them to defeat cancer. Like, who knows? But just, you know, keep Tommy's little boy in your thoughts, please, as a listener to the show, as part of our WFO community, because we love this guy. And his little boy is, I have hung out with him and seen them and gone to the races with them. And I can tell you for certain, a wonderful little person. And, you know, can't even imagine what our great friend Tommy Noodles is going through. And so, you know, keep him in your thoughts. And there you have it. And he is actually participating. Tommy Noodles picked Brad Keselowski last week. So we're trying real hard to channel the positive energy. And you could look at it two ways. Because Tommy says his little boy's favorite driver is Brad Keselowski. But Tommy is a Kurt Busch fan. So maybe the Tommy curse zonked Kurt Busch for good means.
Could be.
Who knows? I'm losing track of all the positive and negative currents. They're coming and going. It is. It's a raging rapid of positive and negative energy. What do you think the audience thinks when I throw out that positive negative energy stuff? Because a lot of people don't really subscribe to that. You know, the power of positive thinking. Negativity breeds negativity. Like, if you're running around all day like a grump and a negative person, you know, you're pretty much going to attract that. And the opposite is true, too. Unless you're too positive, then people hate you. What are you laughing at? It's so true. I've got an alter ego that I use occasionally just for fun and entertainment. He's called Over the Top Morning Guy. I only use it in the morning when I know everybody's tired. And of course I'm tired. And I'm exhausted. I don't want to be where I am. So how do I make that horrible situation, you know, livable for me? By making it aggravating for other people. Of course. What is the last thing that I want to encounter when I'm grumpy and tired in the morning in some place that I don't want to be? A super positive
sunshine
morning guy. Over the top morning guy. And I kind of base him off of Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day. It's really good at
Phil.
Right.
Phil Connor.
Morning drive-through fast food restaurant types. That is a great place to use over the top morning guy. Hey, how are you on this glorious morning? Isn't it just a fantastic day to be alive? And you could see the hatred just coming up and the lasers coming out of their eyes. But I really shouldn't tell people about that. It's just a private, fun thing I do. So here are the results from California Speedway. Brad Keselowski wins the race. Kevin Harvick was second, keeping intact his incredible streak. Giovanni, you were going to update us on the stats. This is, what, eight races in a row?
Eight straight one-twos.
And that dates back to 1875.
To the dark ages.
Right. To the days of Methuselah.
Wow, you worked Methuselah into the show? That is awesome.
8 weeks in a row. Kurt Busch was third. Hey, great run for Kurt. The guy is, if nothing else, this guy is a talent. Regan Smith had a couple weeks at that car, did nothing.
He did not do nothing.
All right. There's clearly a gulf of talent between Regan Smith and Kurt Busch. You deny that?
There's a big difference in the talent level, yes.
That's it.
I will say there is.
If Regan Smith is a 5, Kurt Busch is an 8. whatever. Paul Menard fourth. Ryan Newman fifth. Dale Earnhardt Jr. gets back to sixth. Should have been in the top five. Thanks, Greg Biffle. Joy seventh. Martin Truex Jr. eighth. That was my big blunder in the fantasy league. I should have taken Truex instead of Clint Bowyer. Failed. Jimmy Johnson was ninth. Jeff Gordon 10th.
Oh, I don't even know how I did.
Eric Almirola 11th. Justin Allgaier 12th. Carl Edwards 13th. Tony Stewart 14th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 15th. 16th, Eric Almirola. You know what I want to do?
Tony, is he still mad at Truex?
Oh, my gosh. How about that? The yelling, the anger. Tony Stewart, man. He's angry. You would be, too. But I said it a couple weeks ago. He's not washed up. People who say that, they need to stop. Because Tony is going to go on a run. He's definitely going to win.
He's definitely going to win a race. I could feel it now.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely is. The cars are too good. He's just got to figure them out. I'm going to open the phones.
Do it.
Yeah. Entertain everybody.
Wow. That was unexpected. You want me to, what do you want me to get up here and sing and dance? This is not a visual medium.
No, it's not. But I put it out there. Okay, we're good. The phones are open.
Entertain them.
Entertain them. Listen, I want people to know it's a live show, and we're doing live stuff. The show is not long enough for me to do everything that I want to do. Let me finish the results. Now that the phones are open, who knows what's out there? Of course, I'm getting over a cold.
Is that what that is? I heard you.
Yeah.
You know, you're becoming frail again, dude.
No, I'm not. This is a cold. This is the first one in ages.
You say that every time you get sick,
no way.
By the way.
No way. Tony Stewart, 14th. The Boyfriend, 15th. Austin Dillon, 16th. Casey Kane, 17th. David Reagan, 18th. Danica Patrick, 19th. Danica. Now, here are the drivers that are looking at Danica's rear end.
Wow, that was fast.
People are waiting for the open phones. Who's out there on the WFO line?
Hey, Joe. What's up? Jay Selig here talking to you. How are you, buddy?
Jay Selig. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Oh, all right. Well, you know the issues going on with us, but anyway, excited to see the four wide. Excited for a couple of things. Excited to see Bob Tasker back. Excited to see the fact that Alan Johnson Performance Engineering and Sean Landon continue on. And their performance so far, I hope, gets them a sponsorship. You know, it's a good thing when you see good stories happening like that in their performance. And you just hope and pray they get a sponsorship because that's it. Excuse me for saying this, a damn good team. That doesn't deserve not having a sponsor. They're just too good.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. I can't hold myself back in moments like these. I really should. I should just say yes. But the answer is, Jay Selig, you know, I know you're posting about some personal issues, and our great friend Tommy Noodles has got his Team Jacob campaign. His little boy is 10 years old, has got cancer. If I'm praying, I'm not praying for a team to get sponsorship. Know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but
if I only get like one or two little comments or words or thoughts that get to be heard, I can't use them on that kind of stuff.
Well,
but I know what you're saying, though. You're talking about let's hope it goes works out on positivity and all, and you know, I agree with you.
Absolutely. Also, just wanted to go on that finish from the Auto Club 400. That was pretty wild. I like the fact that Brad adopted the old Rick Mir strategy. You know, just get your car situated through the first half of the race, and when the time comes to turn up the wick, Brad turned up the wick at the right time, and he got Kurt. He snookered him on that restart and just was long gone. Nothing Kurt could have done to catch him.
Yeah, and taking four tires was pretty good, too.
Yeah, it was. You know, that's something that you learn from the captain. You learn those strategic moves. And quite honestly, I think having Roger Penske as a team owner for Bad Keselowski is also helping calm down because he's gleaned from the knowledge of Rick Mears. He's gleaned from the knowledge of so many people that have driven for Mr. Penske and all that. So,
well, you know, Jay, I remember Rick and I having this great conversation at Homestead Miami Speedway a couple of years back.
Yeah.
You know, we were sitting in the announcer's booth, just him and I. And talking a little bit about, you know, what it takes to go fast and what does it mean to be fast and to live on the edge. And It was really great to hear his perspective on the thing. I got to say, it definitely is something I've been able to apply in my own life.
Absolutely. He's a great guy. One-time Indy 500 winner. Really one of the nice guys with IndyCar racing. So, yeah.
All right, Jay. Who do you like in the four wide?
Who do I like in the four wide? Well, in top field, man, you could pick from
pick
any
somebody.
Number.
Get off the fence.
Antoine Brown.
There you go. I like it.
Antoine Brown.
All right,
Antoine
Jay.
Brown. Take care, Joe.
There he goes.
Good luck with all your troubles, Jay.
Yeah, the Jay Seeley. One of the good guys out there. Real passionate fan. And, you know, there's a lot going on in that call. This is a motorsports show. I know what he means when he says prayers that they get sponsorship. He means let's send positive thoughts. But, the word is kind of flippantly thrown out there so often that at real critical moments like these, I really think people need to focus, ask for less. I think Alan Johnson's got it handled. His performance, classiness, ability, talent, driver, equipment, knowledge, integrity aren't enough to convince some corporate America company or international corporate company to pony up $3 million a year to market themselves in the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series. Something's wrong with them. That's it. Now, the time is short. This just happened weeks ago. So to expect anybody to come up, I have trouble getting people to come up with, money in a couple weeks advance of going to a race. People budget a year in advance.
That's really what happened. The timing to Alan Johnson, that they took away his sponsorship at the worst possible time, the week or the month before they were due to go back racing. If it had happened at the end of last season, it would have given him a little more lead time to work some of these relationships that he has.
That's it.
But most of these sponsorship deals happen in the middle of summer, towards the end of last season, for the following season.
Yes.
So he was not looking for a sponsor at that time.
No, he had it locked in.
He had it
locked
in.
They had just signed a 5-year deal. And so
an extension. He signed an extension. He thought he was good.
That's it.
And that's what it is. I'm pretty confident that Alan Johnson, being as great of a genius at the racetrack that he is,
one of the winningest ever,
will be able to find sponsorship, if not something temporary, a Band-Aid to get him through this season.
And he's going to run the four wide, and they keep
showing
up.
Next season, hopefully, he'll be able to find someone that will be able to be with them the whole time, because they've been able to work on finding a sponsor, whereas they were just dealt a bad hand right at the start of the season.
Yeah.
When all the monies have already been distributed.
Dealt a bad hand. Think of all the sponsors out there who are with people who are thinking to themselves, I'm paying X for this when I could be spending X for that? Wow, I didn't know Alan Johnson was available. It's just a terrible deal. Terrible deal. But thanks for your call, Jay Seelig. And the phones are open. We've opened the phones, and we're going to get into it. I'm going to do something else on the show in the next segment that I want everybody to know about, and I don't know anything about it. But it's called Meerkat. Meerkat. Do you know what that is?
I've heard of this Meerkat.
Meerkat. But have you heard of it before I told you that what Meerkat was?
I have heard of it, yes.
Yeah?
I've heard of the little animal. I believe it looks like a little weasel kind of animal.
It's a meerkat. It doesn't look like anything. It's like a meerkat.
Well, yeah, he's the one that stands on his hind legs like that, right? Oh, that's great.
In theory.
Are you broadcasting
yes.
that? Is that what it is? Oh,
I am.
It.
I'm meerkatting right
Can't
now.
Can't you just push the thing before the camera turns up?
Well, yeah, I could.
Okay. But I have heard of this meerkat thing from the Financial Network.
I'm hearing it all
like
over the cable
guy,
news.
I saw the guy who, I don't know if he's the one who invented the app or whatever it is.
Meerkat.
I saw him on
hey,
one
everybody.
Of the financial channels.
This is Joe Costello, and we're streaming live on Meerkat on WFO Radio. And you're getting your first look into the WFO Radio studio, and this is me. And that's Gio,
hey. But
you would probably rather see me. And we're doing Meerkat. So we're going to have a little fun with Meerkat. But you know what the problem is with Meerkat right now, though, Gio?
What is that?
Nobody is watching us.
Okay.
Nope.
But how?
It says on the screen that zero are now watching. So I'm going to end this stream. Stop. I want to end my stream. Yes. Do I want to save my stream? No. So you don't have to worry about that little dance you just did getting out there. But what I will be doing at some point over the weekend when I'm at the track is this meerkat thing. And maybe I'll even send out a tweet right now that we're meerkatting. Because someone should be able to see inside the studio. I mean, my goodness.
And so how does it work? Like, is this, like, say, like, your website? People go to your Meerkat account, and then they can see the stream? Or
Twitter. If you follow WFO Joe on Twitter, I guess I could set it up for whatever my Twitter account, WFO Radio, but I'm going to keep it WFO Joe right now. If you set it up, if you follow WFO Joe on Twitter, it sends out a tweet with a link that says live, all right? And anyone who clicks that link can watch live. You've got your super Twitter account. Do you follow WFO Joe?
No.
What? No?
No, I only follow the show, WFO.
That's ridiculous.
As is, it's already like a disturbance and inconvenience.
Why is that? Listen, just because now you're on Twitter and you don't want anybody to know about it. Right?
That's exactly why.
That is exactly why. But what I want you to do is we're going to experiment with Meerkat, and you're going to be watching, and I'm going to be videoing you watching.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Well, you follow WFO Joe on Twitter.
Oh, that would require work.
Open your Twitter from your mobile application, which okay. You currently have. And now search WFO Joe.
Okay.
And listen, we're going to walk through. The audience is out there. What we learned many years ago is that the audience loves inside baseball stuff.
WFO
Joe.
Oh, I see that.
Right?
Oh, you follow me. It says follows
you. Of course I follow you.
Okay. This is going to lead to an issue, but all right, let's go for it.
What's going to lead to an issue? You're worried that the WFO listeners are going to see that you follow me, and then they're going to follow you.
They're going to find me.
They're going to find you. That's what it is. I knew it. I don't know why you hate our audience so much.
It's not the audience.
Just your anonymity. You're frightened of losing your anonymity. Is
wow,
what it
you
is.
Have 2,257 followers.
Is that a lot? Is it a little? I don't know. But all right, so you ready? Well, I think this is a definite teaser for after the break.
All right.
Yeah. Because we're going to meerkat Gio. You're going to watch us meerkatting from in the studio and tell me what happens. This will be perfect. Because the plan is I'm going to do this from the track. I've learned all about this meerkat a lot in the last 24 hours. On the political channels, they say that this is going to change the dynamic of political campaigns for the 2016 presidential race. Because it used to be that you could say stuff. And no one would know what you said. Like in Boardwalk Empire, you know, when he's saying this to this group, and then he goes to another group and says something totally different, and nobody knows, right? But then you had to worry about, oh my gosh, someone might record me on a videotape. Well, you just watch out for the guy with the big camera. Okay, you just hide from him. Then these things came out, and suddenly you had to worry about being recorded. And then someone would record you, and then sell the footage to someone. Now, thanks to Meerkat and things like Periscope and all similar stuff, this is like in
it's a
live stream to anybody
that,
who follows
look,
live streaming.
Right, but how are they going to, you know, you and I are at dolphin practice.
That Dade County Youth Fair.
Right.
Right.
And we see something and we put it up there, no one's following us.
People who are...
It's no different than me just taking a video and posting it on YouTube.
Except it's happening live, and supposedly that's different. But yes, this is part of the question of why it's cool. Like me being at the track, it's much cooler because it's live.
I do get that part of it.
Because I can just stream the event. Like I'm walking through
the
pits.
But I don't see how it's going to be any more gotcha than the fact that we have a
video
camera and recorder already.
What's the difference if somebody says, I think all those people are jerks?
Exactly.
If it's recorded or live or what difference does it make? And I have no idea. I agree with you on that.
That's
what they're saying. That's what the news is reporting. Did you hear another plane is crashed?
The one in Germany?
Yes. The one in Germany.
Yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the Airbus.
Yes.
Okay, no, I'm
so
like,
you
another one?
You weren't able to avoid that information.
No, I get the AP and the CNN.
I don't see how anyone could avoid that information. Because it's everywhere.
Yeah, I get the pushes from the AP.
Nonstop rotation.
The Associated Press.
Hey, everybody. You're hearing the show today and you're saying, man, what are those guys doing today? They must be doing something silly because they're all over the place.
Ah!
They're wired up, fired up, as opposed to mired down. Well, that's because today we're drinking Rodak's Gourmet Coffee, and it's something that I think you will enjoy as well if you try it. And Marvin Rodak is a great friend of the show and has just sent a new care pack with a bunch of new great stuff. And I can't wait for Giovanni to leave so I can enjoy it. It is going to be great. But in the meantime, we have dug into some of the old stuff that I had lying around, and I wanted to kill the bag. The good news for Giovanni is that the stuff that we have decided to go into is the Kopi Luwak. Some of the most exquisite, exotic, fantastic coffee on the face of the planet because it is processed by the Kvat.
Which I gotta say, it was really good.
You liked it, right?
It was good. I thought it was great.
It's very pricey. You would be surprised.
I probably would be shocked.
Yes.
Would be the term that you're thinking of.
But here's the thing about Marvin is he's started taking a Twitter recently, and he's tweeting like photographs of him grilling up these short ribs and all this stuff, and it just looks awesome. And Marvin has come on board with WFO Radio because he knows and understands that the WFO Radio audience wants to support our sponsors, loves the fact that we bring you drag racing interviews and great entertainment. And some of it is on this Ignition show sometimes. Give him a call, 817-924-6821. That's 817-924-6821. Hey, Marvin. I want you to send me something good. What do you got? They've got exotic coffees from Jamaica. They've got Sumatra Kopi Luwak, which is what we're drinking right now. The Panama Geisha, the Australia, the Puerto Rican Coney. He sent me something called Reaction Time Number 4. A little bag, like a baggie, of Reaction Time Number 4. And that's what I was going to make for us, except I had a little Kopi Luwak left over in the grinder. Because he sends them to me full bean. I don't know what you folks out there like to do, because you can order it. He'll grind it for you. They're all roasted fresh per your order. That's most important. But second, you can get it full bean or you can get it ground. And so I went and bought a $15 grinder and I grind all my own coffee. And it's kind of the thing. Like in the morning, you get the beans, you put them in the grinder, you get the grinder going, you go crazy with the grinder. It's fun. You get to use a machine, equipment, first thing in the morning. And then you put it in the coffee maker and then you make the coffee and then you drink the coffee and it's great. Also was able to get the habanero hot sauce. Habanero hot sauce endorphin booster. It is great, something you will love. I enjoy it with eggs in the morning. But that's up to you. He's got four different blends of hot sauce. He's got barbecue spice rub, the Korean black garlic spice rub. The other night I put it on pork chops. I wanted something different. I was like, beef. Too much beef. If you have steak every couple, you got to mix it up every once in a while. So I went out to the local grocer and I got a couple of big pork chops and I coated them with the Korean black garlic spice rub. It was fantastic. In fact, right now I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Folks, go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Check out the website. They've got grills, they've got coffees, they've got spice rubs, they've got hot sauces. They've got the WFO Radio blend and over 40 single original coffees to choose from. You got to check it out. And Marvin loves when you do it by phone. 817-924-6821. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. They're on a bunch of different stuff, like this thing with a bunch of little guys that I don't know what that is. But it's a social media. Check them out. Marvin! I heard him talking about you on WFO, 817-924-6821. We'll be back after this on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, race fans, first you need to know I'm not an attorney at Spiegel & Utrera PA. Spiegel & Utrera PA's General Counsel Club can assist you with tough legal and business questions at crucial times. And right now, from New York City to Los Angeles, Chicago to Miami, and points in between, WFO Radio listeners can receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club. They can assist with trademarks and copyrights, converting hobby expenses into legitimate business expenses, how to buy or sell a business, contracts, legal documents, and more. Click the AmeriLawyer.com banner ad and enter your email address and receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera PA General Counsel Club.
And remember, knowledge is power.
WFO radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO store to order yours today.
Get ready, race fans. March 27th through the 29th, the NHRA Speed Demons are back at C-Match Dragway. It's four wide and double, double the power. Wide Nationals are going to rock your world. Seachon Force, Antron Brown, Ron Capps, and Courtney Forrest blister the C-Match Dragway at 330 miles per hour. Get your tickets today to the most powerful drag race on the planet. Kids 13 and under are free, and every ticket's a pit pass. Don't wait. Call 1-800-455-FANS. Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist.
I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
Trendline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Trendline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Trendline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the streets. That's Redline Oil.
Throughout history, man has marveled at the vast complexity of the universe. Without a single unified voice, humanity has been left searching for answers to the unknown. Now, one man has the power to change that and to spread his voice across the earth for all of mankind to hear. One man.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr., and you're listening to Joe Costello on WFO Radio.
All right, we are back. We are now back on WFO Radio. Get your tickets for Z-Max Dragway 4 Wide this weekend. I will be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Be sure to shout WFO. And if you're wearing your WFO t-shirt, oh man, I'll give you a WFO sticker. I just came up with that promotion right now. You know, I walked around Gainesville with a bunch of WFO stickers. Saw some cool photographs. Got the photographs of the track walk. Gio, did you come on the track walk?
Yeah.
You were there? Were you there when the guy got stuck on the track?
Yeah, I saw multiple people get stuck on the track. I saw someone get stuck, and the whole sole came off of their shoe as they tried to rip their shoe off.
Yeah.
And they were complaining that it was a brand new shoe. I'm like, well, it must be pretty cheap.
We're on the track walk, and the Sealmaster track walk for the Daryl Gwynn Foundation. And we walk up one lane, the right lane, and then we come back down the left lane. And as we made the turn, this one guy, you know, older gentleman, nice guy. If I had to guess, he might have taken to the start of the day off with a charge, if you know what I'm saying. Like, he was drinking early. Maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe that was just his personality. You never know. But he stopped moving. He stood in one place for too long and got stuck and couldn't move. And his feet came. He was wearing Velcro sneakers. And he came out of his shoes, and now his socks were stuck to the track, and he was stuck. He was like a fly on flypaper. And so Doug, who is our new photographer, who has been taking a lot of great shots, you're going to see a lot more shots in our social media, and we took Tina Stull's advice, and we're now attaching photographs to just about everything that we send out. It's going out like 20, 30 times further because you people refuse to share our stuff unless there's something pretty to look at on there. We get it. Fine. But anyway, this poor guy is trapped in the flypaper, man. And he's going down. If we don't rescue him, he is going to be stuck.
I saw him.
And he's going to fall, and he'll be, next thing you know, his hands will be stuck, and then his face will be stuck, and he'll be like, ah! And that's exactly
it. I'll be honest with you. The first time I stepped on the racing surface, I had no clue that it was that tacky and sticky.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready to Meerkat? Here we go. We've got zero people watching on Meerkat. Now, I'm sure it takes a few minutes. Boy, what a great... what do I have on the board? Do I have anything that is questionable? No. Is there anything in the studio that is questionable? Is there anything? No. Well, all right. I'm just gonna leave it right here. I'm just gonna put this right here and switch the camera around, and we're meerkatting.
All right.
All right.
Why is it called meerkat?
Because they poke their heads up out of a hole.
Like a prairie dog?
It's prairie dogging it. Here we are. We're prairie dogging it and meerkatting it, and there it is. All right. Hey, this could be something new. WFO Joe on Meerkat. So, you know, doing the show for zero people on Twitter is a lot less cool than doing it for the several thousand that listen on a weekly basis. But the Meerkat could be something that is a supplement. And the reason I'm talking about it... Oh, look, one person is watching on Meerkat now. Is that you? Are you the one person?
No, I wasn't able to get on it. No? Mine says, not loading right now. Please tap to retry it.
Oh, tap it and retry it.
It's not doing anything.
Oh, okay. Oh, look at this. I can even improve the quality. So, everybody, if you're on Meerkat, the one person who is meerkatting, welcome to WFO Radio. And this is a new funny little tool that we have created. I plan to use it at the track. I plan to walk in the staging lanes and show the WFO audience the behind-the-scenes world of WFO Joe without having to, upload a video. Which you can take a video or take a picture, but then uploading it is BS extra time. This is live streaming everything. And hopefully it ends up working. So we'll see how it all goes. Now, on with the show.
And does it have like you could just live stream indefinitely? Is there a time limit? Is this like 10 minutes, a minute, 10 seconds, 140 characters? How does it work? You have no idea.
I have no idea. I don't know. I think you can indefinitely.
Ask important questions?
These news reporters are not doing their job.
Yeah, man, I think I can. W's, man. It's real simple.
I think I can stream indefinitely, forever. I think this live stream, I think Meerkat takes my video feed and it puts it out to everybody else. And that's it. So we'll see. I don't know who's out there on Meerkat. I mean, I got my thing. Tweet me. If you're on Meerkat, tweet me right now. Now, this is not going to work for the people who are listening to the podcast version later, because this is not a live show. This is a weekly time-shifted broadcast.
Well, it'll be up in about an hour.
Yeah, it does come up real quickly, as soon as the poker guys get here.
The show, too.
Let's do the fantasy results on Meerkat. You know what I didn't do is give the rest of the results to all the no-name guys at the back of the pack? How about Kenseth? Breaking the rear end?
Whoa.
The axle?
Kenseth, I heard him interviewed. They asked Kenseth about the phantom debris caution.
Yes.
Which wasn't so phantom after all.
Uh-huh.
And... if you recall, he was leading the race with about 20, 22 to go.
No, he was even beyond that, right down to the end.
Well, that he broke when he came in on the pit stop. He said that he didn't see that debris, but he says he didn't, to be fair, that the guy leading never sees the debris, and that he didn't see it when he was leading, and he broke in the subsequential pit stop either.
I saw the debris.
I saw it today. It was there. It was really there.
All right.
But by the way, I believed you the minute you told me you saw it.
Nobody believes you. Nobody believes you that you believed me. Nobody believes that. All right, let's get into the fantasy results. This is important stuff here now. After week 5, the weekly winner, Car 24, with 362 points, tied with a whole bunch of everybody. What? 9 out of the top 10 are the weekly winner. You understand what I just said there?
Yeah, 9 people tied for the win.
Car 24, Fuel Tank Gambler, Hockey Dad, Kyle Means Petty. By the way, Hockey Dad, if you're out there, I remember you sent me a message a long time ago, and I'm still down. You know, he's going through stuff. I'm going through stuff. Everybody's busy, but, everything's cool. Mattitude 20, Rumblers, Steve the Trucker. What up, Steve the Trucker? Team Jimmy J and Up in Smoke. All win the week. You're all winners.
Wow, everybody got 362.
Yep.
Way to go.
Yep.
All nine of you.
And 5 Can Drive came in second with 360. He's got to feel bad. 2 points out. The most points, that same group. The biggest gainer, Mattitude and Team Jimmy J, up 29 positions. 29 positions. That's unbelievable. The biggest loser, Elephant Racers. Oh, I got to do it this way. Elephant Racers, down 37 positions. And here is the overall leader. This is a new overall leader? I don't think so. Up in Smoke, 1,557 points. Up in Smoke continues to lead the way with three top tens and three top fives and two wins. Wow. In the first couple weeks. The Rumblers are second, followed by Fairy Dust. Yeah?
I wasn't ready.
Followed by Fairy Dust.
Oh, no, I'm still not ready.
Oh, okay. Let me know. Aussie Battler was the fourth. Mr. Where Did He Come From was fifth. Robertson Racing, sixth. Seventh was Five Can Drive. But back to third, Fairy Dust.
You fairy.
Eighth was Certified Racing. Northwest Nitro Fanatics was ninth, and DRT 99 was 10th, along with Hooper and the Tennessee Money Man, who I spoke to the other day. What's up, Money Man? There's one guy out there watching on Meerkat still. I think it's you.
It's not.
It's funny. Like, I mean, how cool would it be to have that number be like 4? And of course, people who watch later are listening to the show. They're all going to be going to the link, and it's not going to be active.
You better let it stream. Just leave it on.
Just leave it in here for the poker show.
Just leave it. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You want me to meerkat the poker show?
I'll poke. You'll see that door open, and I'll poke them in there, and I'll let them see the poker show happening. That's exactly what I'm going to do, all you people. So be better monitor it. Tennessee Money Man was 10th. Smothered and Covered, 13th. Los Jingones, 14th. Never heard what Mrs. Lowe thought of the Baptism by Nitro experience. And never saw the video of Mrs. Lowe getting her. I saw Miss Little Lowe, but not Mrs. Lowe.
I get it.
Flashover Racing was 15th. 16th was Patrick's NASCAR Rub, and Patrick the Webmaster, of course. 17th, Big Mike! Let's see. Hockey Dad, 17th. Rich and Saugus, 19th. Rich was out at the race. You know what was cool? Rich was out at the Auto Club Speedway, and they get a Winnebago.
Super cool.
Yeah, and they have a neon bicycle parade, and so everyone in the infield is like all California, and so they got their bikes, and they're cruising around, and they're all drinking heavily, and it looked like a good time, and there's like nightclub lights, and they were dancing, and Rich took some photographs of some attractive women. It looked like a good time. We might have to hit that one of these days. You know, Rich has said we can go and take over his home. I don't know what Mrs. Rich and Saugus thinks about that. Car 24, 20th. JR 24, 48, 21st, and that's where I'm going to just veer off because I can't list 100 names. 28th is Dear Lord Baby Jesus. Good way to guarantee your name gets said every week. 34th is 001 Red, followed by Gio, who is also 34th with 1,313 points. Right behind Giovanni, like tail grabbing him, is WFO Joe and Curling Kid. We are right behind you, man. Me and Curling Kid, we're going to pass you.
Curling Kid just fell. He fell six, I went up six. That's what happens.
Yeah, but points. It's no big deal.
No, not points. Spots.
The other day, I get a tweet.
Oh, I see what you're saying. He's only 6 points behind.
Wow,
you're seven.
By Intimidator Harley. And he's like, I'm going to pass you, Joe. And I called him Woodchuck, just for fun, because his Woodchuck is below him. My funniness, the comedy is that I didn't even know he was Intimidator Harley. You pick a name, Intimidator Harley, you're like this tough, you know, kind of persona. So you definitely don't want to be referred to as Woodchuck, which is what I did. That was my mental game with you, Intimidator Harley Man. You're not going to beat me. I scored 308 points. Miller Man 2 Brian was 46th, and Federal Racing's 48th. Kramer Power is 50th. The Dirty Hippies up 6 to 52nd, just ahead of Little Los Jinkones. Wow, Little Los Jinkones up 19 positions. That is a huge gainer. Little Low making a move. Little Low blowing the doors off a whole bunch of people, including Barbecue Bob and Eat My Dust and Mrs. Dirty Hippies and, oh, Miss Little Low. Miss Little Low is up 3 positions and not even the head of household. Little Low blew right by her. Team English is down 21, beginning the failure. The Man in Brown is 66th. Bulls Wool, 68th, sent us these great stickers. And Gnar is 69th. And the Bug Barn, that's Bobby. Down in the bayou. I wonder if he went to the Jegs Cajun Sports Nationals. Colombian Bam Bam is 74th, and Restrictor Plate is 77th, tied with Mrs. Black Ice. Moonchild is 80th, just in total free fall, along with Clearside. They're down in the 80th percentile. Going Dad, 81, is 86th. Wow, not looking good, but up 3 positions. Eastern Competition continues to just plummet. the James Gang. Come on, James Gang, what gives? 92nd? Come on, Northwest Nitro Fanatics, figure it out. A Pugzilla, 838, and Car Acrobatic Team, dead last, 659. That is our great friend Carlos Hockenstuff. Hockenstuff says that he is now playing. He confessed to not setting a team because of personal anger at me in the second week, because I challenged him on forgetting in the first week. But now he's playing for real. And I have said, anybody, this is true, folks, Pugzilla, PDX Paddy Wagon, Supergas Racer, Thunderbolts and Lightning, you guys, you might
very,
think...
Very, very frightening.
You might think 94th, 95th, 96th, maybe I'll quit. It's not about winning for you anymore. It's about...
Staying ahead of the Car Acrobatic team.
That's it. That's it.
And this you all got a good 200 to 300 point lead.
There's no excuse. And there you have it, the fantasy results. Now, did we get a Dirty Hippie Fantasy Tippy this week?
This is Dirty Hippies with your tip of the week. Guys are going to the paperclip this week. All the guys that have been strong for the start of the year, this is the track where you look at the other guys because you really don't have to worry about the aero package. Some guys I'm looking at, of course, the Hendrick guys are going to be strong. I mean, that's for sure. And the A's, go with them. The B drivers, stay with Kurt Busch. He's hot right now. You never know when it's going to blow up and he's going to destroy himself. So while he's in a good mood, you might as well use him. AJ Allmendinger, he kind of uses this like a road course. He's always been strong there. He's actually building every race he goes there. Clint Boyer, look to get him back on track. Greg Biffle, he's always good there. And then the C's, you got to go with a little bit different strategy this week. You don't want to use David Reagan. I think Kyle Busch is going to be out a little longer than we thought, so you don't want to burn him up too bad. Chase Elliott's making his debut. Brett Moffitt's going to be strong in the 55. Vickers has been good there the last few years in that car, so those are the two guys in C's you want to use. Dirty Hippies, that's your tip of the week.
All right, there's one guy meerkatting. I'm going to cut him off now. You know, because this is a show, is a podcast. You're supposed to subscribe on iTunes, on iHeartRadio. There's a million ways to listen. The shows will be available in an hour. Sorry to cut you off, dude, but...
Bye. Push end.
And?
Push end.
Do I want to end my stream? Yes.
Push end. Hurry
up. I got it.
Push end.
Do I want to save the stream? Yeah, I'll save that stream.
Okay, so now if you save it...
I have no idea
what happens. Can the people...
I don't know.
...that log on later on see it?
Maybe.
See, that is the... These are the important questions, Joe.
Well, that's why we're doing it
you
on the show, is we're figuring
these.
It out. No, you ask who? The news reporters on the television? They don't talk
why
back.
Why don't you tweet them live or something?
I'm going to say. Meerkat would like access to my photos.
Oh. That's between you and the Meerkat, Batman.
Which
one? Yeah,
photos?
Sure. Just let me see your pictures, bud.
Don't allow. Could not save your stream. Something went wrong.
But Joe, what's wrong? What, you have any kind of pictures that you wouldn't want anybody to see? Then?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
You don't have anything to hide.
Who knows what's in there?
You're an open book. Your life is an open book.
I never said that. You know, Giovanni in Miami sends a lot of crazy stories. Like, we got to get into it, Gio. This has not been very motorsports based, and the first time listener wants their money back. But more importantly. We got to get into a little Formula One.
They got to send the money before they can get it back.
Yes. Isn't that true? Alonso feels good, and he's going to be out there racing, and is going to be ready to roll.
He passed all the concussion protocol tests?
Yes.
He sure did.
A lot of discussion about Mercedes, and is Lewis going to win every race? And a lot of people feel that Ferrari can win a race this year, which is kind of interesting. The next race will be on the 29th in Malaysia.
That's this weekend.
Yes. So I'll be interested in following Fernando Alonso, but of course the Ferrari guys, and see what happens. But are we in for another year of just craziness with total domination? Another story that is out there is Pirelli has been purchased by a Chinese company.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, wait a second. What do you care? What does it matter? Whether Pirelli, this iconic Italian company, is purchased by a Chinese company. What does it matter? It's all
they want the secret to good tires.
That is exactly what they want. They want the secret to that's exactly what it is.
Why
what
else would they buy
the Pirelli? Business story is they want to learn modern techniques.
Duh.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought. I'm like, look at this. They can't develop a good tire, so they're going to go buy Pirelli.
I think it's bad news.
You know, it is, it isn't.
Here's my problem, okay? I know
don't
that
the Chinese owned
everything.
Ricket
everything.
Yeah, billion Rockefeller
billion
Center.
Of those people. No, I don't know. The Japanese bought it for a while.
Yeah.
Look, during the 19
Sears Tower.
During the 1980s, everybody was worried that the Japanese were buying up all the American landmarks, and then it turned out that they ended up having to sell them, and they don't own them all now. And maybe right now it's the Chinese. And people will tell you all the time that it's okay for the Chinese to buy and own everything because that's just capitalism working. Except here's the difference, and this is, I'm sorry, because I know we always try to stay away from political issues, but this is a little bit, which is this. China is communist, and the company that is buying them is state-owned. Know what I mean? So Pirelli is now going to be a property of the Chinese government, a communist country. And a lot of people have very valid opinions, and they talk all the time, and really they love, the place where they love to post their opinions is Facebook. About, like, the auto bailout, which saved General Motors and Chrysler, that we shouldn't have done it, and it was a horrible thing, and we should have never done it, and the taxpayers in real capitalistic society, that you don't use tax money to help private industry, and if they are so bad, they should fail. And yeah, I get that. I totally get that argument, except the Chinese are never going to do that. The Chinese are actively using their government to dominate the world economic system. And we're in competition with them. So what are we going to do? We're going to let their government use their tax dollars and resources to buy up every strategic business and drive all of our businesses out of business, and then we're going to let all our businesses go out of business and have no place to turn but the Chinese? That seems to be the loop right there. Like, that's the real super basic Joe understanding loop. So at some point, you as a country, us, the United States, in this example, for 98% of our listeners, at some point are going to be forced to protect our strategic interests, as in our industry, as in our economy, as in all of these things. Now, Pirelli is an Italian icon, not an American icon. And, you know, there was one, Chinese were going to buy one of the pork companies, Smithfield. And I don't know if that happened or not. And there was a lot of discussion about the Chinese letting them do port security and all of these things. Right, exactly. These are all big issues that nobody's talking about. Do you feel comfortable with that? I don't know. Do you? Do you not? The Panama Canal, they run that thing? But anyway, Pirelli is now going to be sold to the Chinese, which is the appropriate nomenclature. Giovanni in Miami is sending us information about Steve Wozniak. I actually had an interview opportunity with a guy who was going to come on and tell us that robots were going to take all our jobs. But I declined the interview opportunity since this is a radio show about racing. But we do talk about that stuff very often, the drones. But Wozniak, who is the inventor of the modern computer, him and Steve Jobs, you know, they got together. And Hawk and Stuff would be great to talk about this. But basically, he is coming out and saying this. Apple co-founder and programming whiz Steve Wozniak has added his own grave predictions about AI, artificial intelligence, detrimental impact on the future of humanity, to the warnings of the likes of, you might have heard of these guys, Bill Gates, Stephen Hawking, and Elon Musk, who will hopefully build the Hyperloop. Computers are going to take over from humans, no question. Says Wozniak. Like people including Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk have predicted, I agree that the future is scary and very bad for people. If we build these devices to take care of everything for us, eventually they'll think faster than us and they'll get rid of slow humans to run companies more efficiently. Ah! Some robot isn't going to be able to do my job better than me. No way! Yeah, some robot can't sit up here.
It might not do it better. It could do it just as well, but it could do it without stopping.
Ever.
No bathroom break, no cigarette break, no lunch break.
Oh, I have already said that the big move is for auto racing announcers to be totally dragon. Just connect the dragon to the screen. You know what I mean? Giovanni Ochoa, right lane, 78 Pontiac, 1.4 60 foot, 0.01 reaction time, 10.42 seconds. Giovanni Ochoa, winner. Next race. And just go, use the Dragon software. Forget all this personality garbage.
You're terrible.
I agree with Elon Musk and some others on this.
Get rid of your own job.
Get rid of every... Listen, you want to make it in the world? You want to make it in life? You want to be successful in the world? Find someone who has a job and figure out how to eliminate it.
How to take it.
How to eliminate it. And build something to eliminate the job. And you're golden, Big Daddy. Those toll takers? Yeah. How do we figure out how to not have to pay all those toll takers? Well, we would have to create some sort of system that tracked every car, and the cars just drove under it, and then we could get rid of all those employees. Do it, SunPass. You're all fired.
Easy pass.
Easy
depends
pass.
Wherever you're from.
Depends on where you're from. Yeah.
That's a pretty funny joke.
Well, we could come up with that 100 things, and that's what the guy on the robots was going to do. All right, when we come back, we are going to get into the picks. We're going to make the picks. Tommy has called in, but we don't have Bob this week, it seems like.
Oh, hey.
I know.
These guys, they can't get it together.
Oh, one more thing. I'll save it for after. Because I was clearing out my garage. I found all this great stuff. Someone put in a bid for the autographed Tony Stewart with the severed head. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work. All right, we'll be back with the picks after this right here on WFO Radio. But first, I want to tell you about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School look. Where's the envelope? Go get the envelope. It's another week. What do you got in your wallet you can put in the envelope? You got a 5? You got a 10? You got a 20? You got a 50? What can you put in there? $2 bill? Whatever it is. Susan B. Anthony coin? Sacagawea? Stick it in there. Whatever you got. Put it in the Hawley envelope that we've been talking about the past couple of weeks. What, you didn't make the envelope? What, are you not part of the show? What's going on here? This is some sort of, we're supposed to be a community of listeners here. We want everybody to have the experience. Go to frankhawley.com. Check out the schedule. Look at when the Dragster Adventure is coming to you. They're in Gainesville right now. But look at when the Dragster Adventure is coming to you. And check it out. And think, all right, that's the one. That's the target. I got to save $399 in this here envelope by this time. Now, the folks at Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School will break it up into 4 easy payments. That's not the hard part. At the end, you'll put it on a credit card and then pay it off with the money in the envelope. The envelope money is a signal to you that you're getting close, that you've got something to save for. Everybody has got something else that can distract a little bit of extra money from their lives. There's always something, right? You're walking through Target. You see that T-shirt that says Drag Strip Queen. You want it. It's $9.99. You could get it. Or you could save it and put it in your Hawley envelope. Yeah, I'm talking to you, ladies. 866-480-7223. That's the number. Tell them you heard it on WFO. Tell them you're saving it up in an envelope. 4 easy payments. But you want to know more about it. 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. 0 to 130 in a quarter mile. You're driving the dragster. It's not a ride-along. You are in control. You are in the cockpit. You are gaining the experience. You are the man, or maybe the woman, who is driving this machine. Go to the website. Give them a call. 866-480-7223 for Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School and frankhawley.com. We'll be back with the picks after this on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, WFO Radio listeners, if you're in the northern part of the country, I know you're freezing right now. You know what would be great? A hot cup of Rodax coffee. Maybe a little hot sauce, a little spice rub for that food you're cooking in the oven. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. They've got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom blends like Bang the Blower and WFO Radio. Their coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown throughout the world, and it's all roasted fresh per order. They've got limited edition, seasonal, and rare micro lots. They've got exotic. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or just pick up the phone. 817-924-6821. Keep your ear out for those WFO holiday packs. Depends on the holiday what the deal is, but Marvin is wheeling and he is dealing. 817-924-6821 for Rodax Coffee and Grills.com.
Get ready, race fans. March 27th through the 29th, the NHRA Speed Demons are back at C-Match Dragway. It's four wide and double, double the power. Wide Nationals are going to rock your world. See John Force, Antron Brown, Ron Capps, and Courtney Force blister the C-Max Dragway at 330 miles per hour. Get your tickets today to the most powerful drag race on the planet. Kids 13 and under are free, and every ticket's a pit pass. Don't wait. Call 1-800-455-FANS.
Hey, race fans. First, you need to know I'm not an attorney at Spiegel & Utrera, PA. Spiegel & Utrera, PA's General Counsel Club can assist you with tough legal and business questions at crucial times. And right now, from New York City to Los Angeles, Chicago to Miami, and points in between, WFO Radio listeners can receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera, PA General Counsel Club. They can assist with trademarks and copyrights, how to convert hobby expenses into legitimate business expenses, how to buy or sell a business, contracts and legal documents. Click the AmeriLawyer.com banner ad right on the front page of WFO Radio, enter your email address, and receive a 30-day free membership in the Spiegel & Utrera, PA General Counsel Club. And remember, knowledge is power.
Hey, racing fans, this is Big Dave Lemon, the host of Poker Action Line Radio. And I know you guys are big racing fans, but you probably like poker as well. So why not tune into a great poker show featuring interviews with poker stars and some of the greats of the game? That's Poker Action Line. You can find it on iTunes by searching Poker Action Line or pick it up on our website at PokerActionLine.com.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
WFO.
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 Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO.
Take me to the action. Take me to the track. Take me to a party. If they're betting in the back, I've been working all my life. Can't afford to wait. Let me call my wife so I can tell her I've been late. I want
Vegas, baby, Vegas. Vegas, baby, Vegas. It's that time of the week once again where the WFO Radio handicappers pick you winners against the Las Vegas odds as seen by the folks at William Hill, the home of betting. And once again, we pick another winner. This week it was Tommy Noodles who picked the winner. And Tommy, now if you listen to the show, you may recall that Tommy did not call in and did not make his picks, and we did not read a pick from Tommy Noodles because we did not receive a pick. Or Tommy did not call in. Obviously, Tommy is an extremely busy character right now, and he's got a lot on his mind. But he did email us afterwards that he did make the pick that Brad Keselowski won.
He did send the email after the show had already aired, is what happened.
That he picked Brad Keselowski.
Yes.
And Brad Keselowski won.
Absolutely.
And so Tommy wins. And so we win. And so we have picked you another winner. Now, some people might say, well... And yes, I understand, but...
And we totally understand it. That's
yes,
fine.
Yes, there it is. You know?
It is what it is.
We make calls, too. And we're making the call on this one. It counts. Score it for Tommy. Tommy's going to pick first this week. Bob is not with us. And, of course, we're going to have to do what we can do to catch up with Bob. But maybe I'll do the Bob voice. I don't even have picks for Bob.
Hey.
But he hasn't even emailed his picks. And he is out of the office till next week. So we're going to have to find out. It's just going to be us. One thing I will bring up, and I'm going to tee it up for Giovanni here, and the poker guys are at the door, so, you know, Poker Action Line, check them out. But, Giovanni, you were very fired up this past week when you were watching the NASCAR pre-race show when they did their odds. Why is that?
Oh, that's right. I called you. I was fuming. I was furious. Because I'm watching the pre-race, and all of a sudden they're talking about Vegas odds, NASCAR odds from Las Vegas, which... To me, it's troublesome that they even refer to it that way, but that's besides the point. What really bothered me is that, get this, they have a long shot pick and a favorites page.
What, they do a favorite and a dark horse?
Long shot and favorite is really what they called it.
Okay.
But nonetheless.
It would be so much cooler if they called it a dark horse.
Yeah, I mean, it'd just be a blatant ripoff if they called it a dark horse.
Are you suggesting that somebody out there on the NASCAR broadcast is a longtime WFO listener and has realized that WFO radio has really been the genesis of a lot of the innovation in the sport and the broadcast of the sport and is basically just ripping off our ideas?
Absolutely.
Wow. See, I just think they probably figured out it's a good idea after all this time. Every other sport reads the Vegas odds. That's the whole thing, is that 10 years ago when we started doing this, and we were the first in the industry to do it on a regular basis every week for over 10 years before anybody else was doing it.
Hi, Mom.
Don't worry, nobody's watching you on Meerkat. Got no viewers. None. But boy, man, if you saw him right now, it's great stuff. Anyway, it just makes sense. Every other sport incorporates the Vegas odds. Except for NASCAR. I wonder why. Well, the reason that they used to is because of the Bible Belt, and the idea that gambling was somehow sinful. And I recall even receiving people when we first started doing it that said, in a very respectful, good-natured way, gambling is sinful, and NASCAR is a sport that is, good-natured and not sinful. And I said, I really don't believe that gambling is sinful, even though Sin City is in the nickname of the place, that it's just the Vegas odds. It's a means by which we handicap who's going to win, and we're going to pick using this measuring stick. And I felt like we won that argument, that the people that thought at the time, this is taboo, gambling, have come around, and now we have real evidence. The television broadcast on Fox has adopted the Satan spawn of gambling. Remember the church lady?
Satan?
That's not how he said it.
Shaitan?
That's not how she said it. It was something like, Satan? I'm not even there. We need Dana Carvey. We got bad news, Gio.
What's that?
No viewers to that that stream of that Meerkat of you.
I think they're lucky.
Here are the odds. Here are the odds. See, I think this is going to be fun when I'm actually someplace of interest as opposed to in the studio. Here are the odds for Martinsville Speedway and the STP 500. They talk about changing the hot dogs. They've changed the brand of hot dogs at Martinsville.
My goodness.
I have to tell you that for years now, I've seen the hot dogs, and I've heard about the hot dogs, and I've looked at the hot dogs, and they don't really look too appetizing. They're too reddish-pinkish. It's kind of creepy. So we'll have to check. We'll have to check and see. Oh, one other point. I'll save it for a GeoTool. The whole Denny Hamlin, write it down, Denny Hamlin tire penalty. And all the another total a total waste of everybody's time. The penalty, what was the penalty? Where was the penalty? They show the video. It was clearly a penalty. It was 100% a penalty. Hamlin and those guys totally blew it. And that's it. The entire broadcast was distracted by that story. We could have been hearing about Brad's four tires, that report. Who cares? I'm sorry, folks. WFO listeners, I know you come to love and expect this when Joe goes off the rails about something, but you have a finite amount of time. Someone's making the call. We've got to cover something. We've got two things we can cover. Brad Keselowski has taken four tires and is going to be charging hard back from 15th. Or Denny Hamlin is out of the race because he got penalized. Was it really a penalty or was it BS? What should we cover? Let's cover the was it BS. Was it BS? No, it was totally accurate. Back to the race. Keselowski wins. There is a man or a woman making that call in real time.
Yes. It's called the producer.
Right. That person made those calls, made the decision. The pressure is on them. They got it wrong. I don't think I'll ever get a job working in the
industry.
NASCAR TV broadcast. Jimmy Johnson is the favorite at 16-5, followed by Jeff Gordon at 6-1. I wonder why. Matt Kenseth is 15-2. Kevin Harvick is 15-2. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 10-1. Brad Keselowski is 10-1. Joy, 12-1. Denny Hamlin, 12-1. Kurt Busch, 12-1. And Clint Bowyer, 12-1. those are the drivers that are available for our favorite pick. See, what's funny, though, is that Stephen A. can be a firebrand and attack everybody, and he gets the job. The reason he has the job is because he is a firebrand and attacks everyone for epic fail. But over here on this side of the world, when you attack everyone for legitimate epic fail, you don't get the job. Because, and no one is elevating to try to be better. What gives? Here are the dark horses. 20-1 Casey Kane, 20-1 Carl Edwards, 30-1 Ryan Newman, 30-1 Kyle Larson, 30-1 Jamie McMurray. 40-1 you've got Martin Truex Jr. and Tony Stewart. Look at that, they're even together on the odds sheet. At 60-1 you've got Paul Menard and David Reagan. At 75-1 you've got Greg Biffle, who all Dale Jr. fans hate right now. And 75-1 you've got A.J. Allmendinger. At 100-1 you've got Austin Dillon. 200-1 you got Eric Almirola and Casey Mears. At 300-1 you got Sam Hornish Jr., Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the two juniors, and Danica Patrick, all at 300-1. Danica and the boyfriend, both 300-1. And the field, all drivers not yet named, are 150-1. And in case you're curious, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 7-1 right now to win the championship.
Yes.
I don't feel like that's very good.
Wow. But that's because people over there like Dale Jr. and they just go plunk a few bucks on Dale Jr., so his number's always going to be a little bit lower than it should be.
Yeah. Bob always sends the championship odds, and we don't really make the pick
because
what's the point?
Well, because this is the way that they... This is a copy. You see that same sheet that you have? That's how they have them over there at the, the sports book.
I'm going to meerkat it.
Yeah.
Here it is.
And don't you recall going over there and then they have the sheets for the daily sheet? And so you go there, and that's you pick that up, and you go make your bet, your wager based on that. They have it for basketball at this time of year,
yeah,
and whatever other sports
exactly,
are going on.
Exactly, the sheet. All right, I've stopped. I'm ending my stream. If nothing else, next week on the show, everyone's going to be ready for a whole bunch of meerkats. Inevitably, we will not do any.
Of course not.
That's just how the program
works.
That's
how we do work.
Yeah. All right, so Tommy Noodles is scheduled to go first. We do have Tommy's audio. Tommy has called in. Tommy leads the way. Tommy Noodles. Wow, Gio, pack a lunch. 4 minutes and 12 seconds of Tommy Noodles, who knows what it is, making his picks, celebrating his victory, and inevitably, obviously, let's hear from Tommy Noodles.
WFO. How great is that? The 1 week that I don't call in. I've the best running cars, and it was a great weekend. But I have to tell you, I don't know if it was the whole Kurt Busch thing. Maybe NASCAR pulled the yellow because they don't like Kurt Busch. Or maybe it's just the Tommy Noodles curse. This poor kid cannot get a break. I pick him to, as my driver. I pick him as the winner of the race. And boom, best car all weekend. And then something happens. I don't know what it was. But it does frighten me a lot to think that, he could have totally won the race. He definitely had second. There's no reason why he should not have had second. And then was able to pull off third, which goes to show you people would be like, oh my God, third would be great. Is third great when you had the best car all weekend? I don't know. But luckily, I picked Brad Keselowski because it's my son's favorite driver. So had to pick Brad Keselowski for the win. And, of course, when it's for him, there is no Tommy Noodles curse. Was able to pull off the win, and boom, there we go. I'm going first. And as you can tell, I'm nervous. Like, usually when I go last, it's like, okay, whatever's left over, I'm just going to have to be forced to pick. I don't even remember the last time I went first. So now I guess I'm stalling here. Let's call it stalling. And wow, I got the whole board, Grafton Shark, and I'm spending all day. I'm actually calling late. Joe's like, hey, make your picks. You're going first. Everybody's waiting. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Grafton Shark. It's too hard going first because all the pressure is on you. Going last, you're like, yeah, of course I lost. I had nobody to pick from. But now if I don't win next week, it's like you had everyone. There's no excuse. So, yeah, still stalling. Let's go Martinsville. Easy, right? Oh my God, you know what I just realized? Like, Chase Elliott's gonna be in this race. Maybe we pick Chase Elliott, right? No, not gonna happen. Let's go with, you know, the original Chase Elliott. How's that for you? Jeff Gordon. Be a fool not to pick him. This is like the big year. Jeff Gordon, superhero. You know, we're going to miss him. And me personally, I want him to win every single week. And I know everybody's like, no, he's my favorite driver. You just cursed him. Maybe not. Maybe not. Let's give it a break. I did win this week. So let's go Jeff Gordon on the high, thinking that maybe Jeff Gordon can also do the Brad Keselowski and overcome the curse, right? Super. Let's look down the sheet and let's go long shot. I'm going to make it simple for you people. If someone's going to win this race as a long shot, it's going to be Kyle Larson. So those are my picks. You have Jeff Gordon, Kyle Larson. Those are my picks, and I'm not going to lie to you and tell you, okay, I'm going to go first like I do every week because I'm an idiot. Going first is too much pressure. I can't do it. So I'm going to go last next week. At least I'll have an excuse why I didn't have any good drivers to pick from. This is too much. Someone else can have this type of pressure. Life is a whirlwind. Who needs this as their pressure going first? I thought I would like it. I don't. So I'll be going last next week. So for all you Jeff Gordon, Kyle Larson fans, maybe I am going to curse you. And then you're going to hate me when I go last next week. Whatever. Those are my picks.
And there you have it. Tommy Noodles weighing in with a very rambling, long... He didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to deal with it. He said it.
I find it difficult to believe that Tommy finally gets to go first.
He didn't know how to deal with it.
And that's just it. Didn't know how to deal with it.
Nope.
Completely unprepared. Stalling when he's first. There's no need to stall. It's
no.
A call-in.
Right. You think about it first. You look at the list. You make the picks. And then you call and you say, here are my picks. You're first. When you're last, that's different. Like this week, I go last. Giovanni goes second. Tommy takes Jeff Gordon and Kyle Larson. Great picks by Tommy. Giovanni, you're up.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm up. We're going to Martinsville, the paperclip. And the charts and graphs say that, like Tommy said, Jeff Gordon is a great pick here. He does have 8 wins all time. While that is tied for the all-time lead, I'm going to take the guy he's tied with, Jimmy Johnson.
Wow.
I mean, I hate to take the chalk like that. No, I don't. Who am I kidding?
Yeah, you're a total chalk player.
Mostly, but there's a reason why, because the chalk wins. Don't always cover the spread, but the chalk wins. And that's it. We're going to Martinsville. Jimmy Johnson wins at Martinsville all the time. He's the best there. He's got the best average finish. He's got the best, what do they call that? That loop data, whatever they call it, that new NASCAR.
The loop data.
Yeah, the loop data, right? That's what they call it.
And it's not new anymore, but...
Well, whatever. You know now that everything is the metrics of the sports.
Yes.
So, nonetheless, if you're there, you just got to plunk it down on Jimmy Johnson. He's available. I'm going. I'm picking. I'm taking Jimmy Johnson.
All right.
And for the long shot, oh, man, I so badly want to take Tony Stewart because he runs well here. And like Joe said, he's not washed up. But I'm going to give him another week to get ready and get for his wins. I'm going to take Newman, who... historically runs very well here at this track and is having a pretty good, quietly having a really good season, actually. Every time I see him, he's in the top 5. So,
that's true.
Give me Johnson, and if that doesn't work, give me a Newman.
All right. Giovanni Miami takes... Who'd you take? Jimmy Johnson and Ryan Newman.
Do you listen to the show?
I do. I was looking at something else.
Yeah, exactly.
I was not paying attention to you. But no, those are great picks. And that brings it to me, and it is kind of interesting that it gets to me. It should be Bob, but Bob is not with us this week. Bob is out for a reason that we do not know at this moment, but we will catch up with Bob Smith at a later date. Inevitably, he will pick the winner, judging by what we know. But I will take, as my favorite, Dale Earnhardt Jr. No hemming and hawing. Was that you?
I don't know.
Is that you or is that me?
I don't know. I did open a page, but...
What are you opening?
It was a Formula One story.
Why don't you open it? Let's hear what the rest of it is.
Well, it
sounds like someone's playing the drums.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is my pick. Clearly. He got one of those Martinsville clocks. He's going to get another one now. Now he knows how to win over there. And he's had a really good car at every race. Phoenix, clearly they crashed, but I really think that Dale Earnhardt Jr. is multiple wins waiting to happen, and this is going to be the first Dale Jr. at 10-1. Hit me. So we don't get to hear what the website was?
It's not playing it now.
Oh, inevitably. Inevitably. Now the dark horse. Look, if I can get Denny Hamlin at Martinsville for 12-1 and no one else take him...
He's not a dark horse at 12-1.
Oh, man.
That's why. Yeah, you see? Look at you.
That's under my line. I drew a line.
Yeah, well, you drew the line in the sand in the wrong place, my friend.
Bum, bum, bum. Well, then, like I said, if I can get Carl Edwards at Martinsville for 20-1, I'm taking him. Give me Carl Edwards. So Joe takes Dale Jr. and Carl Edwards to win the STP 500.
I don't dislike the junior pick. Carl Edwards has not been, hasn't been Matt Kenseth since he came over to the new place, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, well, that is true, but they're going to get it all figured out. So, recap the picks. Joe takes Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Carl Edwards 10-1 and 30-1. Giovanni Miami takes Jimmy Johnson and Ryan Newman, and Tommy Noodles takes Jeff Gordon and Kyle Larson. And those are the picks in the STP 500 at Martinsville Speedway. Well, that pick segment was a train wreck, but we got through it. No Bob, Tommy going on for 4 minutes. You know, it is what it is. You know what I should have done? I should have meerkatted the whole thing. That would have made
now
it
now that would have made it cool, right?
Yeah. All right, couple things that we want to get into here at the tail end of the show. I asked you to remind me about the coverage of the penalties, but I covered that already.
Hamlin and the tire penalty, yeah.
But
I
like the new system, though.
It's pretty clear-cut.
You don't need a guy there.
You've got your camera on there. It's got the green lines. If you get outside the line, over the line is over the line.
Over the line, Smokey. This is bowling. There are rules. And I like it. I don't have a beef with it. And I think you saw those guys argue a very ridiculous case. And they probably went back to the shop. And they said, we looked like fools, we can't do that again.
No, they didn't at all. I saw the argument is that they were told that the system was still going to rely on common sense, and that last year
this would not have been
a penalty, and so therefore this is not common sense.
No,
but
common sense is, excuse me, BS. It's not common sense. Anytime you hear someone say common sense, that is vague. It is a vagueism. Give me real hard data. Like, here's this line. Was this object over this line? Yes or no? Yes, it was. Then it's a foul. Penalty. That's it. Not comments. Well, it was over the line, but not a lot. He was going for it. I kind of feel like he was going to get it under control. No. That's what gets NASCAR in trouble. That's what gets everyone in trouble. This is sport. We need hard lines. Defined. Was that out of bounds? Well, not really. Common sense. You know, he was trying to make it over the goal line, but he didn't really kind of got there. Touchdown. No. It was in or it was out. It was over the line, it was the line. Did it break the plane or not? And that tire was not even close, by the way. Was it over the line?
Over
the line. Two, IndyCar. Grand Prix of St. Petersburg. Aero kits. First start of the season. Here's what I'm saying. Nobody knows. We've had a couple of things down here in our part of the country. We had Formula E in the streets of Miami.
Over the line!
Over the line. I thought that was the drums, finally.
What are you kidding me? Oh, you've seen my eyes going over here.
He finally found the website. No, it's Walter.
No, I found the website. It just didn't play the audio this time.
Yeah. Formula E was in downtown Miami. Nobody said boo about it. We were in Gainesville. Did you hear anybody talk about it?
No, I knew it was here because I heard something, but it was not covered locally. It wasn't. Didn't happen.
Wow. I've run into a couple people who went and had fun. That's pretty shocking. But IndyCar is across the state for the Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, the opening of their 2015 season, and it's very exciting that the aero kits are going to be in play. That's what excites me about it. Other than that, I got to say, folks, IndyCar doing a terrible job of publicizing the start of their season. My email box is full of NASCAR stuff and of drag racing stuff and of Formula One stuff. Is there any IndyCar stuff? No, there is not. I'm interested. It's in our home state. Aero kits. Let's keep our eye on it. We'll talk about it on next week's show. ZMAX Dragway. We'll be there. Hopefully you will, too. Come on out. If I see you in a WFO t-shirt, I'll give you some WFO stickers. Black WFO t-shirts in the store. Get yours while they last. People are making moves. Double X, they want them. While supplies last. The WFO black shirts. Getting it on, baby. Formula One. Vettel and Rosberg with a feud. Giovanni with this late-breaking story. Go.
Oh, it was just at the end of the Australian Grand Prix. Nico made a comment as to that he hopes that somebody can come a bit closer. I guess it would be better. I think here it is. We know it would be good if they, Ferrari, can come a bit closer as long as they don't come too close. And so that upset Vettel, who said, really, be honest, do you really want us to get closer to you? He goes, you finished 30 seconds ahead. Are you going to slow down? And so that kind of turned into a little back and forth where Rosberg was saying, no, we're just hoping that you guys can give us a challenge for the fans. It's for the good of everybody. I'm thinking about the show, not just about us. And Vettel said, well, if you don't mind, then I think your garage becomes public for Malaysia and everybody can have a look. No? And so Rosberg basically said, yeah, you can come on. I'll invite you. And Vettel says, all right, I'll be there. Engineers room, debrief. See you there.
Wow. I love it. See, you know what I like? I kind of like Vettel. Let me tell you, Vettel's a little gritty. Like, I kind of like being a Vettel fan.
Yeah, I'm glad he's on board.
Alonso was...
He's going to bring the fight to the Mercedes.
Alonso was very smooth and polished and kind of royal in his, you know what I mean? In his presentation. Like, perfect. Perfect. Vettel is grittier, though. You get in your face a little bit, which I kind of like. And another quick story, Rob Smedley says that Williams is going to have a tough go of it because Ferrari has vastly improved their engine. So this is the competition. Their first V6, they struggled, but now they have stepped forward. So we might see something this week, and of course I'll be watching on the app. All right, that's it. We are done. First time listener, did you make it to this point in the show? If you did, you must really be bored. Was it one of our best ones? I don't know. It started off with a little rage and a little Kopi Luwak. We definitely did a good job by our sponsors, Giovanni. And hopefully, listen, if you've got a business, if you're in need of legal advice, join the General Counsel Club. 30 days as a member, you get a newsletter. It's a really good deal. And if you click the pass-through link, check out the podcast we did for those guys. Larry, myself, and Giovanni, let me tell you, it was like going to business college. A lot of very interesting information.
Are you kidding me? I feel like I learned a lot more in those sessions than I did going to like business classes and then some of the classes I took in college.
Absolutely. Check it out. It's called Start or Expand Your Business Today. You get there by going through the link on WFOradio.com and sign up for the free 30 days. Of course.
Do it now.
The envelope is becoming something on the show, I think. The Frank Hawley envelope. I think everybody is going to have an envelope at some point that they're stuffing money in once a week when the show comes on. I kind of like that.
Absolutely.
Kind of a thing. Stuff the money in thing. Is it $2? Is it $1? Is it a quarter? Is it 20? What is it? Who knows?
I always did that to save up for stuff.
That's a great way to save.
Those little blank envelopes and just put whatever denomination you're going to put away. And before you know it, that envelope is quarter inch thick.
It's something. Whatever it is, it's something. And of course, Marvin Rodak and ZMAX Dragway and everybody that comes on and supports our show. The folks at iHeartRadio, Rob, you know, he's tweeting out the show. He's doing his thing, man.
Way to go, Rob!
Yeah, I like being on iHeartRadio. It's kind of cool. I wonder if everybody else is doing their part to promote it. Or if we're the only ones. Wouldn't be the first time. And Meerkat, thanks to all the listeners on... All right. Listen, I promise not to go too crazy with the Meerkat. But I will be at the track this weekend, meerkatting. So follow me, at WFO Joe. All right, that's going to do it. The poker guys, they got their face pressed against the glass. Big Dave and Joe. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check them out.
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
WFO!